Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Pendulum Summit, which is a gathering about leadership and self-empowerment, will be taking place over the next 2 days. And Andre Agassi and Mary Portas will be among the speakers, inspiring attendees at the Convention Centre in Dublin to reach their full potential, as will my next guest, one of the greatest boxers of all time, six-time world boxing champion and Olympic gold medalist Sugar Ray Leonard. You're very welcome to the programme.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it. And also really looking forward to going a couple of rounds with Frank.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so. Do you know what, Sugar Ray? They were laughing at me here in studio saying you're a lucky man that Sugar Ray Leonard didn't turn up in studio because you'd have to take him on. And I didn't fancy the prospect, I must say. Can I ask you this? Will your talk be for a general audience or for a sporting audience or for business or what?
No, I mean, it's like a vision, resilience. I mean, it's all future, because the future focus leadership, that's what it is. You know, it's all about visualizing. I mean, people think I just get in the ring and punch. No, I challenge things. I look at things, good things, bad things. And preparation. I think that's a good word to use, preparation.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you learned? I mean, you have a career that spanned two decades. Is that where you learned resilience in the boxing ring and training for it?
You know what? My real name is Ray Charles Leonard. My mother named me after Ray Charles, the legendary singer, who I met numerous times. And she thought I would be a singer. We knew right away that that would not be the case. I can't sing. I've tried, though, but I can't do that. But it's all about, yeah, being positive, being optimistic.
And when did you have to? Because you had the skill. I mean, you were famed for your speed and your power and your skill. But when did you have to employ resilience then?
Oh, my God. You can't teach speed. Speed. It's a natural thing, just a natural thing to happen. Power, you can position yourself to throw big punches, or better punches, put it that way. It's like baseball. It's like football. It's like everything, mm-hmm. You know, to get a better reaction.
But you're saying you can't teach resilience. That's something inside of you, is it? Or is it a skill that you can hone?
It's really inside. It's, you know... I mean, when you get in boxing, when you get punched, you know, you just got to work hard. You know, you just when I first started running, you know, I even run maybe a half a mile, whatever. But all of a sudden, I started doing 5 miles. I ran for 5 miles for just to keep the engine running. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. The human engine running. I tell you what, I've been a fighter almost 50 years. I think about that sometimes, and I loved it. And the only reason I did that was because my mom and dad, they were pretty much under the weather because Pops was sick. And he passed away at 95, but he lived a good life. And I became a professional boxer because I wanted to take care of my parents. Mm-hmm. And that was the only reason I did that.
And I heard you talk about the day... you bought a house for them and you brought them to it blindfolded and how special that was. And that's a special memory for you. But can I go back to resilience for just a second? I'm sure, Sugar Ray, you're asked time and again about the first Roberto Duran fight where he beat you, which must have been extremely difficult for an Olympic champion, a man whose trajectory in boxing was on the way up all the time. Nobody could touch you. That was what people said. And suddenly you're beaten by Roberto Duran. I mean, how difficult was that? And what did you do to come back?
Roberto Duran, I just hate that. I just hate that guy. but no, we're friends. Naturally, we're friends now. But he beat me. He didn't beat me physically. He beat me mentally, psychologically. And because he did some things around me. And I, again, I mean, we're friends. I love Roberto. And he beat me psychologically, physically. I mean, not physically. Well, he got inside my head.
Mm.
Because he would give me the finger. He'd do that to my wife, and things took place that I used down the road, my own self, because it was physical. It was more, I'm sorry, psychologically. It was mental.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he taught me so much, and that I used against Tommy Hearns. I used against Ray Hagler. But I also used against guys who were not as, let's say, seasoned as Tommy Hearns, who's my friend, Marvin Hagler, my friend, Roberto Duran. I mean, I love those guys, man.
And the second Duran fight, in ways you learned lessons and you got to him psychologically afterwards. And that's how you overcame that challenge. Can I ask you this? Because mm-hmm. people might be listening and say, it's okay for Sugar Ray Leonard, who has made it in boxing and is a success, to come on and talk to us about resilience and motivation and having a positive mindset. But what about, does that translate, the lessons you learned in boxing about all of those things, does it translate to our listener in their everyday lives, do you think?
Without question. People think it's not just mano a mano, me against my opposition. It's a mental thing. It's a psychological thing. And sometimes you have to cover up. You get hit by a certain shot. You can't show that weakness. Is it easy? No, not really. But you can do it. Put it this way. You can do it. And again, I always tell people, I say, you got to just be optimistic. You have to be positive. You have to be, just think the right things, mm-hmm. People who, when they meet me or when they've met me, and they say, but you don't look like a fighter. I said, you don't show what you have or what you don't have. Am I confusing you?
No, I totally understand. The only thing is, I would never say to you, you don't look like a fighter. I think I know too much about. I know too much about you to say that.
No, my brother, my big brother Roger, who got me involved with boxing. He used to beat me up because he was a little more athletic than I was, and within a year, I was so dominant over him. He said, "Ray, Mama don't want us to box anymore." Well, she never said that. She never said that.
He used the old mom trick.
It's resilience.
Mm. And resilience in other aspects of your life, Ray, as well. Congratulations. I hear you're 19 years sober.
Yes. That was one of my most difficult fight, fighting, alcohol. You know what? Because I was out there. And the thing about it, as much as I had achieved, I was unhappy for some reason. I just didn't think that he or she loved me for just who I was as a friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the family members at times would, I don't know. It was just, I didn't feel happy,
So you think alcohol was filling a void in you somehow?
You're so correct. I mean, you get me a little emotional here, but it was. That's true though. And you know what? If I was concerned about, I shouldn't shed a tear, this and that. But you know what? I don't hold that back. I released it. I talked to people. I said, "Yeah, I'm an alcoholic," and it's been the best thing of my life, along with the boxing thing.
You're helping other people when you share those stories.
Yes.
I mean, what void, I wonder, were you trying to fill?
That I'm tough. That I'm I'm not an alcoholic, because you see me on TV, you see me boxing. I was thinking like that. But then again, I got to a point in my life, I said, yeah, man, I was an alcoholic. And I did this for my motivational speaking. So, and I said, yeah, and by the way, I'm an alcoholic. And the place gets quiet. And I said, how you say something, you want to take it back? And I said, God, I didn't say anything. And they people will come up to me and say, man, thank you so much, and share a tear along with me. And that's because it's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's real.
100%. There's no punch as powerful as the truth or honesty, is there?
There is no punch at all, you know? And I pray before a fight. I never pray to win. I just pray no one got hurt. Well, with the exception of Roberto Duran. I used to hate that guy.
Really?
But we're friends now. We love each other now.
Yeah. Do you follow boxing? I'm sure you do still. What do you make of the state of boxing today? The Usyk Fury fight, for example, or maybe even what did you make of the Mike Tyson Paul fight?
Well, Mike, you know, I love Mike. You know, Mike and I, we've been friends for a long, long, long time. And you know what? I don't see it that way because I know what he's going through, what he's dealt with. And life, again, they say life is what you make it. That is so true, you know?
For sure. And I suppose, I don't know if it's traditional boxing, but it is what it is, as they say. Since you're in Ireland, I have to ask you about our own boxing legends. We have, let me ask you about the females in particular. Kelly Harrington, we have a double Olympic gold medalist, and Katie Taylor in the forefront of female boxing. Are you impressed?
Extremely, extremely impressed. There's been a stop. At one time, there was almost like a stoppage of female boxers. But they can do it, and they've shown that. They've demonstrated that. And, I'm a fan, put it that way.
That's good. Well, look, thank you for joining us on the program. You are very lucky, Sugar Ray Leonard, you didn't come into studio. I would have whooped your ass. And I can say that now down the line.
You're in trouble. I'll see
I'm brave here, haven't I? I'm brave here. Look, you're a gentleman. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. You're appearing at the Pendulum Summit taking place at the Convention Centre in Dublin this weekend. Sugar Ray Leonard, thank you very much indeed for joining us.